Wir sind auf Kufnem Sein im Abweis. Wir gehen in der Barm Gemorra. Wir gehen in Jatzwe in Erster Kotten. Hey, so on Shabbos, you can't buy a cotton, a kid that was just born, you can't put his bones back into place. Wir gehen in Jatzwe in Erster Kotten. You can't put the bones back into place. Omer Rabba Bar Bachon, Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Lefufa Yenuka B'Shabbos Shafidomi. According to the Gemara we had before, that you are allowed to, the kid is born on Shabbos, you're allowed to wrap him around with clothing to make sure the bones fit into place, to smooth out the bones. So Chorot Sestira, there we learned, Lefufa Yenuka, you are allowed to smooth out, put the bones back into place. Rashi Lefufa, Kamoy Sha'isim Lekoten, Sheyas Yashru Eivorav, Vlo Yisakim. You wrap him around, that the bones should be in the right place, and shouldn't become crooked. And here our Mishnah says, V'ein Miyatzvin Es HaKotin. And the Gemara added the Gemara's Kasha B'Nan Tanan Ein Miyatzvin. Here we learned you can't put the bones back into place. And the Gemara Hossam really means by us the Chumrei Shedro. Here in our Mishnah that says it's also we're talking about the backbone. You want to put those bones back into place. The Mechzei Kibayna. That's a more important thing, and that's more Mechz like Yibinyan, like Yibayna. Rashi B'Chumrei Shedro. Chulia Shel Shedro. The pieces of the backbone. Shanifrako came out of place. Achas mihen. Liachas man kemari. And we're talking about also, the kid was a few days old already. Dibiyoim leid, because yesterday when he's born, Armina we learned before, koloim mevapasha sechoch, liaches koloisim lechayi b'shabbos. As b'shabbos, the kid is born, if a vertical is out of place, mashmat as sakonas tefoshes. So then it'll be mutter to do with the day he's born. But later on, it's not a sakona. So, midrabbonin, it's also because it's mechzei kebeine. Putting those bones, the backbone, into place, that's mechzei kebeine. Mashenken, the other bones of the body, just to wrap them around in the cloth so they should look like the bones should come out straight, that's mutter. Right, the v'yein machzirin es hashever. If you have a broken bone, you're not allowed to put the bone back to place on Shabbos. Omer Rav Chono v'garato ha-mashmuel. So what does Shmuel say? Halocha, the halocha is machzirin es hashever. You are allowed to put the broken bone back into place on Shabbos. Shrashi halocha machzirin es habosa. Svirle l'shmuel machzirin tenan. It's not that he's mechulik on the Mishnah, he holds that's the girsa should be in the Mishnah. That the Mishnah also holds machzirin, it's mutter. More rabba bar bachona ikloy lepumpadisa. He went to visit Pumpadisa. Loyor lepiket Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was Rosh Hashiva there, he was given a shir there. And rabba bar bachona didn't come to a shir. Is shadra li ada daily, so Rabbi Yehuda sent his shamish ada. Omalen, he told him, zil garbe, go and grab. Rabbi Baba Chona, tell him to come to me. He told him to come to Shia. Ozo Garbe, so he went to him and he grabbed him and he pulled him to Shia. Trashi Garbe means kach bigdoi, achi yofi, means grab his clothing until he comes. Drag him if you have to. So Maisi dragged him to the Shia. Also, when Rabbi Baba Chona came to Yehuda Shia, Ashkechei the Kodorish, that Yehuda was the same, Nalochom, Ein Machzirin Es HaShever. Mash Milo Shana Mishnah, you have a broken bone on Shabbat, you're not allowed to put the broken bone back to place. Or Malay, Sarvada Barava told him, you should know, Hochi Yoma Rav Chona the Girito. This is the way Rav Chona learned in Girito. The what Omar Shmuel, that Shmuel said, Halocha Machzirin Es HaShever. Fakert, you should be gurus in the Mishnah that it's mutter to be Machzir the Sheva. You are allowed to put a broken bone back into place on Shabbos. Or Malay, so he told him, Aho Chona Didan. I know Chona. For Shmuel Didan, I know Shmuel also. For Shmili, I didn't hear that they said this yet. So he's not mechulik, like he's happy he came and told me this halacha. He said, "Vola bedina garbisicha, isn't it good that I told you to make you come to shir? So now you told me over what they hold, and I'm a kabbal. That taka halacha is machzirin. You are allowed to put a broken bone back into place on Shabbos. Trash Yochanan didan mimkaymenuhu. He's by our place. V'loy shemanu zois mipivat hena. And I didn't hear that he said this halacha that the Mishnah means mutter until now." If you didn't come to my shir, I wouldn't know this. But now that you came here, I know it, so mele it's mutter. That's halacha. A broken bone, you're allowed to put back into place. If his mom is broken, then it's a sakonis eiver. It's a sakonis eiver, you're allowed to do refuam, even Ayidei Yisrael. Even Yisrael is allowed to put it back into place. What about the bone didn't break? Because it came out of the socket, it got dislocated. The shoulder bone got dislocated. Is Ravavi, so the Mishnah says, what it's also. If He's not allowed to do a mitzvah to put it back into place. You can't like move your hands around fast in cold water. You can wash yourself normally. If you have nisrapa and nisrapa, if by itself it comes back into place, that's mutter. But to do a mitzvah to put it back into place, that's doimah to refuah. And mashma just come out of place. There's no sakona saver. There's no sakona. So you're not allowed to put it back into place on Shabbos, at least Ayyidei Yisrael. So the more Rav Aviyah have Yosef crying with Rav Yosef. Shini le yodei, his hand came out of place. Trash shini le yodei, nishtanis yodei mim koimai. His hand bone came out of the socket. Omalei, so he's showing him, hochi mai, am I allowed to do this on Shabbos to put it back into place? He told him, also, to do such a mitzvah, that's like a refuah, it's awesome. Vochi mai, what about this way? Omalei yosef, that's also vosa. Adohochi, while he was changing his hands, moving his hand in different positions, ispach yodei, his hand came back into shape, went back into place. Yeah. So, that was the mitzvah. Omalei mighty burloch, like he asked him, what's your shayla? What are you asking me if it's mutter or not? Hotanan, this is not from the Mishnah we just learned. Mishinifrako yodei, if your hand came out of place, your bone came out of place, or ragless by the leg, lo yator from betzainin. You're not allowed to move your hands around fast in cold water. Mashma, that's the way of putting the bone back into place. So you see, you're not allowed to do it. So what was your shiloh? The Mishnah says, claw. You can only stam, wash your hands normally. So it's not nikki, you're doing a mishem before. And if it comes back into place, that's mutter. So, but you're not allowed to do a maisa muchach, it's being done to put the bone back into place. Omalei, here in the Eftim Bad, Omalei Tanan, didn't we learn in the Mishnah, Ein Machzir Nes HaShever. Our Mishnah Pasha the Girsa was, you're not allowed to put the broken bone back into place. And still, the Yoma Rav Chonan Begiritu, Rav Chonan told us, that Omar Shmuel, Shmuel said over him, Halacha Machzir Nes HaShever, you are allowed to. So, no, that was my Shaila. Even though our Mishnah says, if the bone comes out of the socket, you're not allowed to put it back into place to do a Maisam. Just if you reich this Kedaka, it's good. But I still have a Shaila. Just like the Mishnah before says you can't put a broken bone back to place. And still Shmuel said the Gis is wrong. It should be Mahzirin. So I'll have a Shiloh. What about here? If the bone didn't break, just it came out of the socket, maybe the din also changed. Or Malay, he answered back, no. Kulo v'chad mechito machdinon. Do you sew everything with one needle? It's not the same case. Where it was learned, where the bone broke, there Shmuel said, halach is Mahzirin. You're allowed to put a broken bone back into place. Because there it's a sakonis aver. If you don't fix the broken bone, we're afraid you'll lose your arm. So sakonis aver, the rabbanu will make you allowed to do refuah on Shabbos. Even though it's not a sakonis afoshis, avi only doing a meis refuah, not an isid yiraisa, it's mutter. Ma'ashenken heicha, de lo yitma, lo yitma. But the next card of the Mishnah that says that the bone just got dislocated, there's no sakonis aver, there the Mishnah says tam it's osir, and aloch it's osir. Trash echad yitma, de masnisin, lav dafketana nitma. You need Shmuel to tell us that the ratio is lavdavka. But in this cipher, it doesn't say lavdavka. So in that moment, if the bone got dislocated, you're not allowed to. So the Maisa, you have to ask a shayla, if a bone does get dislocated, the Magen Avraham talks about it, and the Mishnah Berurah talks about it, that some Achronim want to be mekel. And they say it depends how much dislocated they got. A doubt that the Mishnah says it's aser, that means mamish is not dislocated lagamri, just a little bit came out of the place. So there's no sakana at all. There's no sakana saver. Mehla, you're not allowed to do refuah for it on Shabbos. Mashenkin, if it came out dislocated more, or most of the bone came out of place, that there the doctors say maybe it is a sakana saver, so then you are allowed to have it put back to place, even Ayyidei Yisrael. But I think Ayyidei Akum, it's mutter any case. For the Maisa, whatever happens, you have to ask a shayla. But there are certain cases that it's mutter. It's the only case that's also is mashma that just comes out very little, that there's no sakana at all. Hadron Lechakovis. So the Mishnah. Shoyel Odom Mechaveroi Kade Yayin Vekade Shemin. You're allowed to borrow. Shoyel means Lashon, I'm borrowing from my friend on Shabbos, a pitcher of wine or a pitcher of shemen. It's on Shabbos, you're going to your neighbor. There's an area between your house and your friend's house. You want to borrow some wine or borrow some shemen from your friend. You're allowed to say Lashon Shoyel, I'm borrowing. Obavach lo yoyma loy halveni. But you can't say Lashon halveni. Halvor also means borrowing. We'll soon see what's the difference between the Lashon Shoyel and the Lashon halveni. Usually, Shaila means, I'm like using a chafetz of yours, a kli, and I'll give it back to you. That's usually called shoyel. I'm taking something, I'll give it back to you. Halveni usually goes upon money. is the pshat is, give me your money, and I'll use up the money, and I'll pay you back something different later. That's usually Lashon Halvor. Halvor usually pertains to money. Lend me money means you give me $10. I'm not going to give you back these $10. I'm going to use these $10. But later, I'll pay you back another $10. Shaila usually is, no, I'm borrowing a tape recorder from you, and I want you to give it back to me. The same kli you're giving back. So the Mishnah says, Lashon Shaila is mutter. But use a Lashon Halvor is also. We'll see in the Gemara Rashi, the Gemara Meforash, and we'll explain what's the difference between these two Lashonis. And what's the Gzeris. Rashi learns Pshat is that Halvor is usually for 30 days. Usually when you say Lashon Halvor, it means you want to borrow it for 30 days. So in 30 days, you're afraid maybe you'll forget about it. So maybe on Shabbos, you want to write it down in your book that I lent my Sefer to Chaim. Or I borrowed my yayin to Chaim. But since I'm lending it to him for 30 days, I'm afraid I'll forget about it. So we're afraid on Shabbos you come to write it down in your book that you're lending yayin to your friend. Mashenk and Lush and Shiloh, Shail, is not mashmer so long. Shiloh could be only for a few days. So if I borrow something just for a day or two, I'm not afraid I'll forget. Then you won't write it down. So that's true in the Mishnah. If you use a Lush and Halvo, it's also because it's exer, maybe you come to write it down. V'cheinu isha mechaverta. Anisha kabaro from her neighbor, kikrois, a loaf of bread. She can ask her chava, lend me a loaf of bread on Shabbos. You could borrow it. V'yemeina ma'mino, let's say your friend doesn't trust you, you'll give it back. She says, like, l'chur, pay me, you can't pay me for it on Shabbos. But she says, give me a mashkin. Is maniach talisa etzlein. You're allowed to leave your talis by your friend's house, you can leave a mashkin on it. She doesn't trust you. About to take in the bread now, let's say, Shabbos. You're allowed to say, I'll leave you my talis for a mashkin. Is on Shabbos you don't speak out how much the bread is worth and how much you owe me money. That's not allowed to talk about on Shabbos. But you just could say, after Shabbos I'll make a cheshbon exactly how much I owe you, how much you have to pay me. That's you have to leave for after Shabbos. V'chein Erev Pesach v'Yerushalayim shechal liyos b'Shabbos. Erev Pesach is the man you have to bring the korban a Pesach. Even though it comes out on Shabbos, the korban Pesach is v'yichas Shabbos. It's the same halacha. Meniach talisay etzloi. You're allowed to go to your chava that has a korban pesach and leave your talis as a mashkin by your chava for a guarantee. V'noitles pischoi. You take home the korban pesach. Or the chur is after the bile of the person shechted already. And he shechted for you. And now you want to take your portion of the meat. So you take the portion of the meat home with you. V'yoysi my cheshbin yach yomtif. And after Yom Tov, on Chalom Moed, you make a cheshbon, how much is the meat that I took worth, and I'll pay it back for you. As Matzila, when you buy a Korban Pesach, you have to make sure that all the meat will be eaten up the night of Pesach. So mainly you make sure always a few people buy it together, that they'll all eat up the meat together. So one person buys it for everybody, he shechs it, and then the people come and get their meat after the Shechita on Erev Pesach. So on Tzad, you didn't pay for it beforehand, you're not allowed to pay for it or talk about the money on Shabbos. You're allowed to take it home, and you make the cheshbon after Shabbos. Shrash lacha Yom Tov liyom shlishi, the third day. Because, hey, so we're talking about Shabbos, is there of Yom Tov? Is there, yes. So Sunday is the first day. Then on Monday, you'll make a cheshbon. That's on the third day from today, you'll make the cheshbon. So, Tigmar. Oma le rovo ba rav chonon labaya. Mai shino hashileni. What's the difference if I borrow wine with the Lashon Shaila, and I'm borrowing it from you? They both mean the Lashon I'm borrowing from you. Lend it to me. Borrow it to me. It's the same thing. Omale, he answered back. Hashileni loyos lemichtav. If you use the Lashon Shaila, we're not afraid you come to write it down in your book that you're lending this to your friend. Mashenkin halveni. If you use the Lashon halveni, osa lemichtav. We're goizern that maybe you come to write it down in your book. So Drashi. Halveni mashma lizman meruba. That's Rashi Shita. If you use a Lashon halveni, lamala means for a long time. Like, lend it to me for a long time. The kind of a mesechta makis, stam halvo lamed yoy. When you borrow something, stam, you mean for at least 30 days. The yossi mil malvezir, lichtav al pinkosai. So if you're going to borrow from me wine for 30 days, before I give it to you, I'm afraid I'll forget, because I can only get it back in 30 days, so I'm going to write it down now in my book. Kach v'kach halvisoni. I lent you this and this. Kadesh la yishkat, I shouldn't forget it. So that's what the gzeir is. Ma'ashenken loshen shayla, which usually doesn't take so long, so then we're not afraid you come to write it down. Toysi as kashen Rashi, toysi as kashen, the Gemara says, shayla is also 30 days. Yeah, the Gemara Mlocha says that, atale shula kol lamadyam pturim in atitis. V'inam yosim, hador, if you live in a house, the first 30 days you have to put on a mezuzah, because tam shayla is only 30 days. Alright. A couple of this is what Rashi learns. Rashi learns that halvor is stam 30 days.
Mashma shayla, even though sometimes it means 30 days, but shayla could mean less also. Tayyiz learns a little bit differently. Tayyiz learns that Allah and shayla means you give me back this chayfetz itself. So then I'm not afraid you'll forget because you know you have to give me back this chayfetz. But Allah and havoah usually means like money, which means I'm taking something from you and I'll pay you back something else later. So if they pay me back something else, then we're afraid that maybe you'll forget about it, and that's why he wants to write it down. Okay, so that's the chilek. Lashon Shaila, we're not afraid to write it down. Lashon Halva, we're afraid to come to write it down. For the Gemara, for a kiv on the bechul in the middle of the week, zim in the boil the may malay halveni v'yom malay hashireni. Sometimes you want to say Lashon Halva, that means a long time like Rashi, and you still use the Lashon Shaila for like kapad alavayu, and you're not makpid which way you say it. V'yosel mikta v'shabbos, and you're afraid to write it. V'yosel mikta, you come to write it down. Or Zay Bishabas Nam Yosla Mikhtav. It's about in the weekday. Sometimes you say a Lashon Shaila, and Shaila you really mean to Halvo, like Rashi means, you really mean to lend it for 30 days. So even though you say Lashon Shaila, you'll also come to write it down. So it's a kasha. Why is a Lashon Shaila good? Shaila could also mean sometimes for more than 30 days. So we should be afraid, even if you use a Lashon Shaila, lend it to me, you'll also come to write it down. And the Gemara Amalei, the Choyel, the Leishnoki Amalei Halveni, Leishnoki Amalei Ashileni, Leikavdin Alavayu, Osla Michtav. Means on Choyel, there's no halacha which way you have to say it. True, you can say each one you want. So any one you say, if you mean for 30 days, true, you come to write it down. Amashenkein v'Shabbos, but now that we have a special halacha on Shabbos. Kivon Ashileni, who the Sharwa Le Rabbonin. The Rabbonin said, Chloe, you're only allowed to use a Lashon Shaila. You can say Hashileni. Halveni loisharu lei, but the Rabbanan said you're not allowed to use the lashon halveni. So on Shabbos, you know the halacha, you have to be careful which lashon you're saying. Even though maybe you would want to say lashon halveni, you know you're not allowed to say it. You have to say lashon shaila. So since you know this halacha, that one word you are allowed to say, one word you can't say is meila minkara milson. You remember that today is Shabbos, v'loyosil mikhtav, and we're not afraid to come to write it down. Rashi b'Shabbos nami has kiyam mashileni savad alvohi. The kashrus since in the middle of the weekday, when you mean halavoh for 30 days, you also sometimes say loshin hashileni, lend it to me. You say hashileni v'yosel mikhtav amai hekirika. Of in the middle of the weekday, when you say loshin hashileni, also the gzeri you come to write it down. So what should Shabbos be different? The Teretz says hachigas in amalei b'Shabbos kivun dashileni sharolei rabbonin halaveni l'sharolei minkra milsa v'yosel mikhtav. Since on Shabbos there's halacha that you're not allowed to say a lashon of halveni, you could only say the lashon of shaila, this lashon, so people remember that it's different. So maybe you won't come to write down today, even though you really mean for 30 days. But we're not afraid to come to write down. Since there's halacha, you have to say dafka this lashon, not that lashon. Right. Omar le rovo bar Rav Chonon labaye. He has to shout from Abaye. Michti. Let's sit down and talk. Omar Rabbonin. Komili di yomtiv, kama di evshel lishnuya mashninen. So halacha by yomtiv, even though you're allowed to do certain times malachas, do something, but as much as a difference, you can do something v'shinui, you're supposed to do it with the shinui. Shrashim is damrinon. Hamevi kada yain, even though you're allowed to bring a whole pitcher full of wine, avalayaviyan v'sal of a kupa. So halacha there, you shouldn't bring it with a sal, with a kupa, with a lot of different baskets. Now bring it better in one basket. Don't bring it layeviyam v'sal of a kupon. Make some type of a shinui. Even though you have to carry the wine to home on yontif, but make a little bit shinui. If you usually carry a lot of different barrels, put it together in one big barrel now and carry it. Supposed to make some type of a heker, like to know today is yontif. Avizoy hani nashvi avikash on the women, the malayin chatzvayamaya. They go and fill their pitchers with water. They go down to the well or to the river on yontif to fetch water, that's mutter. My time alay mashninan. How come a kopon they don't make some hecker? Let them make some different to the pitcher on yomtiv than the whole weekday. It's not possible to make any difference. What difference do you want them to do? The milum bechatzva rabbi. If they use a big pitcher, limlu bechatzva zut. You want them to fetch the water. Now in a small pitcher, so the more name, hokam afishi belucha. That's not an eitzah, because since you have to fetch the water and walk a long place, it's not an eitzah to make a walk back and forth a few times. It's better for care if you use the one big pitcher and you'll only do it in one shot. So that's obvious to do it on yontif. Right, the malayim bechatzva zut. If people use a small pitcher. Let's tell her on Yom Tov, make a shinu, make some different. L'mlayim v'chatz v'rabba. As even though you only need a quart of water, we'll tell it to use a gallon, or tell it to use a pitcher or a gallon pitcher. So the Mar B'chatzarab, is that the Mar name? That's also not a good eitzah. Komash shibamatsui. Kafar, you're making a carry more. It's not good to carry too much in Yontif. The least you have to is good. That's not an eitzah either to make a, take a bigger pitcher if she doesn't need it. Right, Nifris Sudra. Let's spread a sudra or a scarf on top of the barrel. After she fetches the water, put a sudra, put a scarf on top of the pitcher. So the Gemara name, also de schita. We're afraid if you put a pitcher on top of the water, maybe the water will splash up and go into the sudra, into the scarf, and then to come to wring out the scarf. That's not an eitzah. That'll be an issa deraisa schita. It's bishum libun. So the Gemara, the eitzah then is nechsayo benichmeto. Stam, cover it up. Don't use a cloth, but cover up with something, drashi kisui. Just put a cover on top of the pitcher. It's the whole weekday, she doesn't use a cover. Let's make the loch on yontu, she should have to use a cover. And the Gemara 9, if you use a cover, the pshat is you're going to have to tie it down. No zimna de mifsuk. Sometimes the string you tie it down with will rip. V'yosel amikterei. And you'll come to tie it now on yontu to make a kesher shakayama, which will be an issa deraisa. Therefore, we don't want her to have to use a cover which tied down with strings that maybe the string will tear and she'll come to tie it back to be over Nisi Deraisa. Hilkach Layevshir. Therefore, the mice said the Noshim go down to fetch the water. There's no way of making the Shinui. That's why we let them fetch the water the way they do. Trashi Zimnin Demifsik. Kiva the Matsrach Delay. Kisui, if you can tell her she has to use a cover on Yomtiv, is caught the Lay Bekat. The cover will fall off, and she has to have the cover on. So Masam shall tie the cover down with a string, and we're afraid now the zim the mifsik. Sometimes the string will break, tear. But Yosla Mikteret shall come to tie it up, and this will be the catcher shakayama. This Mustama she's going to tie it to leave it there. Like she doesn't tie the pitcher on, means it's tied onto a string, and the string is tied on that will stay the leilam. So if you make this knot, it's a catcher shakayama to Yosla Mideraisa. Therefore, we don't tell her to do anything. Rashi had the gifts before. Here Rashi goes, Riosu de Schita, Shrashi the Kama Masech de Beitza, Nifra Sudra Levei. Either is a Gemara there that says, there they do spread a cloth on top of it. So Rashi learns, Hossam Badova Yavish Gemari. There is talking about Rashi learns that you have figs in the barrel. If you have figs in the barrel, then sheep, you shouldn't make a Shinui. If you're having a Dova Yavish in the barrel, then you shouldn't make a Shinui, put a cover on top of it. So it's a look, Yom Tov is different. Here the Gemara is talking about water. With water, there's no eitzah. And this is Tais learns a little bit different. Tais by Zeis from here, Mikan Meiser Beno Tam Raya to be Yain Veshem La Shaychi Chita. That the Teretz says the Gemara is over there. The Gemara before is talking about wine. If you have wine, there we're not afraid to come with a chita. Because if wine goes into the beged, wine doesn't clean the beged. Forget that's not a derech a kibus. If anything, it's making the beged dirty. So mele on wine, there wouldn't be any yisra schita. As yisra schita, alamol is wringing it out, that's a maisa libun. That's the way you're cleaning your beged. So it's only shaya cleaning with water. On water, well, guys, you couldn't let the water go into the beged, or you squeeze out the water. Mashenkin, which yayin v'shem, and it's mutter, because there's no maisa kibbus. The only shayla is tam mishum schita, as mishum mafarak. That's the shayla, alright. That's how he spoke it up before. Right. So tomorrow. V'yom alei robo barav chonin labayim. Tanan, we learned also Mishnah in Beitza. Loi mesafkin, you can't clap your hands on Yom Tov. V'loi metavchin. So Rashi learns, ein mesaf, Rashi, kaf el kaf, clap your hands. Mishum ovel. So Rashi learns, talking about an avelis. When you have an ovel on Yom Tov, they feel so bad, they're clapping their hands, machmas the avelis. Toys learns, lav dafka an avelis, Toys learns even for simcha also. If you have a simchas Yom Tov, we will soon talk about halacha, but the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to clap your hands when you're singing on Yom Tov. Metavchin, the Mishnah says, "Vlei metavchin," like Rashi al halev. You can't take your hand and go like this. Also, type of a way of making music. Instead of clapping your hands, you go like this. That also you can't do on Yom Tov. Vlei meraktin for Yom Tov. You're not allowed to dance on Yom Tov. The Rashi meraktin l'simcha. Here Rashi says the simcha also. For time of forish masech the beitza, shem yisak and klishir. Rabbanu made gzeirom because we're afraid that maybe you come to the second klishir. As if you're clapping and you're dancing, so we're afraid that you'll come to fix the klishir. Hey, there'll be music there, you're singing to the music, and we're afraid you're going to come to be misakin it. Maybe the kli will break on Yom Tov, and you're going to come to fix it. That's the gzeira. For the Gemara, I v'kol chazinon di avdin, we see lemaisa people do it. people do clap and do dance on Yom Tov, how come the Rabbanim don't tell them anything? We don't see the Rabbanim Amoich on them. Tell them to stop dancing, stop clapping on Yom Tov or on Shabbos. So the Gemara, L'taymech, if you ask me kasha dafkan, this is my seven other kasha. Ho the Yom HaRov, we had before Alocha Rov said, L'leisiv inish, a person shouldn't sit. Apu medelechayim, if you have a movui, that the movui only has three mechitzes around it, and the Rabbanim will make it on the fourth entrance, on the fourth wall, all you have to have is just a lechi. Just have one stick going straight up, that's a hekker, we're allowed to carry now in the movi because of the lechi. So Rav has said that a person should not sit right in front of the lechi, right in front of the stick of the entrance, and carry something there, or sit with something in his hand. Why? It's Xeron, Dilma Mingder Lech Chafetz, maybe you're holding a ball in your hand, or a Chafetz, it'll roll out of your hand, and it'll go outside the Erev, or go outside the lechi, go outside the movi, for Yosel Asuye. And we're afraid to come to carry it back into the movi. That would be an issa de rabbanon, because you're carrying them from outside the movi into the movi. So you see, you're making Xavier, you shouldn't sit mamish by the entrance to the movi, because since it's not a real hekka there, it's not a real door or a fourth wall, it's just a lechi, it's very probable you'll forget and you come to carry. So there's Xavier. And we see Nami, people put their pitchers down, and they sit down mamash at the entrance of the Movi. And the Rabbanan don't tell them anything. So you have a kasha only, how come they dance and they clap? The Chor Tzakash, how come they sit in front of the Movi also? Elo, the Teretz is, Hanach Yisrael, leave the Yidden alone, Mutav Shio Shegin, it's better off that they should do the Averi of Bishogig, as if they don't know for sure it's awesome. V'ayu Mezidim, don't tell them and they'll be amazed. Now this is usually brought down in the case where you know they're not going to listen to you. As if you know or you have a problem, the person would listen to you, Avadi is supposed to tell them. But in the case where you know Kemat Vada, the people are not going to listen to you, they can do it anyway, then the answer is don't tell them, let them better be a Shegig, V'ayu Mezidim. So the Morah Sovi Minei, Hani Mili B'di Rabbonim. They thought this is only Shalot and Yisru B'di Rabbonim. Like these two halachas here, of clapping your hands or dancing, it's only an Issa B'di Rabbonim. Who are then sitting by the Lechi, it's only an Issa B'di Rabbonim. So on an Issa B'di Rabbonim, here we'll make all that if the people won't listen to you, you don't have to tell them. Avo B'di Raisa, Mashenkin, if somebody's doing an Issa B'di Raisa, like, maybe there we can be Mekel. Even though you know the person won't listen to you, still you have a Chiyah to go and tell them. So the Gemara of Elohi, Yishna Elohim is not like that. Elohi, it's not true. Loishna b'di Rabbonin, v'loishna b'di Raisa. There's no difference in the Rabbonin and the Raisis. So I'll bring you Raya. So a tois with the Yom Kippur is on in Yom Kippur. You're supposed to be Makabu Yom Kippur earlier, and you're supposed to be Mamshech Yom Kippur a little bit later. Because then you're from tois with Yom Kippur at the beginning and at the end. And the Raisa, with the action of Apostle, you should have tois with Yom Kippur. V'hi, the Raisa, the we say because lahu the ka'achli v'shosui atchateshach, and still we see some people are eating mamash until after shkia atchateshach. So if they eat a mamash until shkia, they're not being mekabel upon themselves tosfos yom kippur. Al tosfos yom kippur, you have to stop eating before shkia, and they don't stop. They go straight through to shachashecha. Well, yam ruv lamidi, and the rabbanon don't tell them to stop. Elamai, you say, even though they're being over nisid, they write some, but in the sound, you know they're not going to listen to you. There's lots of Indian from Mutter Shio Shagin, Vial Yumazid. So, Bakutsa, the Shiloh then is, so Lachura is Mashma, that the din to not to clap and not to dance is an Isid Rabbonim, because the reason why they don't tell you to stop was Mutter Shio Shagin, Vial Yumazid. So my says, Abishra Shaila, how come it's man is there though? Even Choshva people, I'm also, you have a Simchas Yom Tov, a Simchas Shabbos, sometimes you do dance, sometimes you do clap the hands. So Mechaber brings down one head to the remorse, says is, that the Gzera doesn't apply. That the Gzera then was, that maybe there'll be a cliché there, and if it will break, you'll come to fix it. They say about, we're not a bucket today, and fixing cliché, the Gzera doesn't apply. But someone has said that's a bissel shvacher heter, because the ma'aser usually whatever the time the rabbanon acid, usually it's also le'elam v'ed. We can't be matis tamazay. So the rechashuchim wants to say another heter. The rechashuchim wants to be make a little bit. He once said exera was because in the Gemara's times they used to dance to the beat. There used to be a special beat and used to dance to the beat. They know how to dance very good to the music. So Mela, if the music would stop, they couldn't dance anymore. So Mela's exera maybe come to fix the music. Mashenkim is man is there, we don't know how to dance so much anymore, and even after clapping the hands, there wouldn't be any music, we clap the hands the same way. When